But right now, I'm very excited. Our friend Leo Terrell.
Yeah.
Leo, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Welcome to the program, my friend.
Dr. Drew, Psycho Mike, glad to be on your program.
Oh, always a pleasure to talk to you, Mr. Terrell.
I just get happy when I hear Leo's voice. I can't even tell you. But, Leo, I assume
I'm going to make sweet love to Leo Terrell. I want to say that now and just get it out in the open so that we're all just comfortable with it.
Leo, that doesn't mean you have to succumb to his overtures. It just means it's what he's into. It's whatever.
Thank you.
So you, I assume you saw this South Carolina classroom event that was really kind of extraordinary. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know what? It's a tragic. It's a administrative issue that turned criminal. Look, we don't know what happened beforehand. If we look at the video, the question here was the force excessive. As a civil rights attorney, I look at the force. It was excessive. Did she pose a threat to him? Did she pose a threat to others? She had a disciplinary issue. So I think the force initially is excessive. That is why people are upset with it.
And it seems
I don't see any way it can't be excessive.
Right. Mike said if she had stood up and swung at him, that's one thing. But she was just sitting in her chair. Even if she had threatened violence to the teacher or something, wouldn't it still appropriate for him to use the level of threat that level of aggression that is necessary to?
From the beginning, with all these kind of controversial police interactions, I've been one of the guys who's been pretty consistently on the police side, where I say, look, you can't. As a citizen, escalate the situation by not obeying and then get surprised when cops have to resort to, you know, kind of extraordinary measures. There's no way, as a man, I can see a girl sitting down. Maybe she could see she's cussing at him. I don't care. I don't know how you get to the point where it's like, well, my only solution is to toss her across the room.
Listen, I agree. I heard Mike numerous times say, look, just do what the police officer said. Now, here, there was no activity. She was passively resisting. The fact that she disobeyed him and the fact that he didn't use any alternative measures, to me, indicates that this force was excessive. She did not pose a threat, so any type of force like this was way, way too excessive. Some people have said, well, let's find out what the facts are. But when you look at the video, what would justify that type of force? And from my standpoint, Dr. Drew and Mike, there is no way that force can be used. That's why I believe that the Sheriff Department has requested the FBI to investigate. I don't know if they will, but I think there is definitely a use of force.
And, Mike, you said this guy is a powerlifter?
Yeah, supposedly. I heard from reliable sources. Yeah, Crystal Wright and I were talking about it last night. He's actually competed as a powerlifter with recorded weights. He squatted close to 900 pounds. So he's a elite-level powerlifter. And
officers just do not like to be ignored or disobeyed. They believe in command presence. And that's all this was. There was a major stroke of egotism or ego involved. And this guy wanted to demonstrate to everybody else that he was in charge.
Well, I think it seems to me that that's where, I'm no expert in any of this, but just as a dilettante looking at all this footage I've been had to look at because it's been flying around for the last 12 months, so many of these stories. But it seems like police that want to punish rather than not even gain the upper hand so much as get compliance.
Right.
You know, they seem to be in this sort of mode where they want to punish the individual. We heard this from Sergeant Dorsey last night at the HLM program, that's what she always took issue with. She goes, look, and she's a woman and saying, hey, some of these men, they come in, they when somebody doesn't comply with them, they get angry with them, they take it personally, and they want to punish.